Maseches Maaseres, Perek Dalet, Mishnah. Hey, Mishnah has continued discussing what's considered snacking that's allowed before the Maaser is taken off the produce. Hamakalif Sa'irim. If somebody takes off the shell of barley and he's eating from the barley, Makalif Achas Achas Vayichom. He can shell one by one of the kernels of barley and eat them, and that's considered snacking. But if he shelled one of the kernels and put it in his hand, and he's holding on to it until he shells another kernel, and now he has more than one kernel that's shelled, then he has to separate meiser, because this is no longer snacking, this is considered regular eating. Someone's removing over here the covering, the chaff from the wheat kernels. The Rav says they would heat it up first in fire, and then they would rub with the hand, rub the kernels to get the chaff to come off of it. So he's moil malilis, he's rubbing these chaff off of the kernels of wheat. Menape liad liad, he can sift the kernels, sift the chaff out of the kernels by passing them from one hand to the other hand, so the chaff should float away. And then he can eat that handful, so he can do it with a handful of kernels like that. But if he sifted the chaff out that way in his hands, then he put it in his lap, and then he did the process again to get another handful together, then that's already not snacking, it's regular eating, and he's going to have to take off meiser in order to eat that. The Mishnah now says a different halacha. Kuzbar Shazar Lazar. If someone planted coriander for its seeds, so coriander generally was eaten, the seed part was eaten, and they made spice out of it, and the leafy part usually wasn't eaten. So the Mishnayos of here are going to discuss plants that have different edible parts, and one part's usually primarily eaten, the other part not, what you have to take meiser off of. So if someone planted the coriander for its seeds, yiraka pater, the leaves are exempt from meiser. The seeds are the main part, the leaves are not primarily eaten, and he didn't plant it for that purpose, and he does not have to take off meiser off of them, and if he happens to eat them, he doesn't have to take off the meiser. Zara liyarak, if he planted the coriander with intention of eating its leaves, then misasara zara liyarak, then he's going to have to take off meiser, not only the seeds, but also its leaves. Rabbi Lazar says, Hashevas, regarding dill, Misaseras Zerav Yarg Vazirin. He's going to have to take off meiser from the seeds and the yarg, the green leaves, Vazirin, and the stems. And this is talking about even if it was planted stem, without any specific intention of what part he was going to eat, even though some of the parts over here are primary and some of the parts are not generally eaten, according to Blyazer, all these three parts, the seeds, leaves, and stems, need meiser to be taken off of. The Chachamim say, Enei Misaser Zerav Yarak. The only time you find that the seeds and the leaves have to take off meiser, it's only found Ela HaShalchayim, only by Kress, the Hagargar Brovad, and the Garden Rocket alone. Only these two, Kress and Garden Rocket, are the only two that it's common that most people eat from both the seeds and the leaves, and then you'd have to take off meiser stam. However, on all other plants, and including that is dill, the Chachamim are coming to argue on Rabbi Lezer's opinion about dill, and they hold that when a dill is planted stam without any specific intentions, only the seeds, not the leaves. The seeds you have to take off meiser, but not the leaves. And that's when you planted stam. However, if you planted it with specific intention to eat the leaves, then you would have to take off meiser even off the leaf. Mishnah Vav. Rav Shimon ben Gamliel says, Timaris shel tulsan, the buds of fenugreek plants, vishal chardol, and of mustard plants, vishal pula lovin, and of bean, the white bean plant, the buds also are chayavis b'meiser, are obligated in meiser, even though they were not necessarily the primary food part of these plants. But according to Rav Shimon ben Gamliel, you also have to take off meiser off of the buds. Rabbi Lezer says, Hatzlaf, regarding the caper bush. Misaser tamaris ve'avyonis ve'kafris. You have to take off meiser off of the three different edible parts of this bush, and that is the tamaris, the flower buds, and the avyonis, the berries, ve'kafris, and the shell around the berry. All three of these things are edible and are commonly eaten, and you have to take off ma'aser off of all three. Rabbi Kiva says, "Ein misaser el avyanis." Only the berries need ma'aser taken off of them, mipnei shehein pri, because they are the fruit. They're considered the primary fruit of this bush. The other things are not going to be obligated. The flower buds and the shell around the berries are not going to be obligated in ma'aser, according to Rabbi Kiva.